About 700 people serve on ADF&G advisory committees throughout the state. The groups comment on proposals submitted to the Board of Game and Board of Fish, and the board factors in the committee's input as they vote on statewide hunting and fishing regulations. James Charles of Tuntutuliak has worked on the Lower Kuskokwim Advisory Committee for about 40 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
One thing that's kept him going is that Charles supports the regulation process. He believes it helps people share the Kuskokwim's resources.
I learned from my mom that I am not the only person who used to fish or game.
Ray Oney of Alakanuk has similar motivations for the Yukon. Oney has been an advisor on the Coastal Lower River Committee for nearly 30 years.
Just to make sure that our resources that we depend on over time continues because of our outside our back door.
Both Oney and Charles received their awards at the Board of Game meeting this month, and neither expected it.
I was surprised.
Well, it came as a surprise to me.
But Oney says he's glad for the recognition, not for himself, but for the hard work that the hundreds of advisory committee members contribute voluntarily throughout the state. Barbara Carlson of Sleepmute is the YK Delta's third award recipient. She has served on the Stoney-Holitna Advisory Committee for 10 years, and Carlson was unable to attend the board meeting and unable to take KYUK's phone call because she is upriver in a cabin trapping. Also at this month's Board of Game meeting, the board recognized two former longtime advisory committee members who died this year. Greg Rozitska of Bethel, and Paul Beans of Mountain Village. Their knowledge and wisdom was much missed by fellow committee members this season. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.